This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm really glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. Her name is Patricia Heist. She's going to be talking about how we may have flawed belief systems based on perceptions we create as children. These beliefs subconsciously limit and even sabotage us as we try and create a life as an adult. Patricia is author of Daydreams Come True, a workbook to help discover what your belief systems are. She's an empowerment coach, a Thrive mentor, teacher of mindfulness, Reiki master, and retreat facilitator. Welcome to the show, Patricia. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here. I'm doing beautiful. I live in the northeast part of New York, so when I look out the window, I see all the beautiful colors on the leaves.
Oh, that's one of the most beautiful seasons. I grew up in New York City, so I miss that, being out in Southern California.
Yes.
I miss that, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about how you discovered that you had flawed belief systems that were created in your childhood. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, I'll try to surmise that in a short story. But I grew up in an alcoholic, dysfunctional household where there was some violence and psychological abuse. So there was a lot of anger that I had stored from those years of growing up in that kind of an environment. And things really came to a head for me as far as recognizing that my belief systems were creating environments and circumstances in my life that were completely opposite of what I wanted. Mm-hmm. When I was diagnosed with kidney cancer in 2002, so I was shocked because I had no symptoms, and kidney cancer is kind of like pancreatic cancer in that it doesn't have a lot of symptoms until it's too late, until it's at a later stage and it has metastasized in other parts of the body. So for me, I had no symptoms, but I was very, very blessed, and it was almost miraculous that my gynecologist found it during just a routine gynecological exam. As he was feeling around my abdomen area, he felt something on the right side of my abdomen and immediately sent me for an MRI, and I really didn't think anything of it because I thought, oh, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And so when I sat in his office and he told me that I had a mass growing on my right kidney, I almost fell off the chair. So my father-in-law had died from the exact same disease only 6 months prior, or excuse me, 10 months prior. Mm-hmm. And so that was shocking. I mean, he had been sick for a couple of years, but, you know, when you hear that you have the same disease of someone who just died 10 months previous, you are, you know, I automatically think like, oh my God, I can't die. I have two young children. So I just kept thinking to myself, you know, what do I need to know about that? Like, my intuition told me there was something that wasn't just coincidence about this having the same disease as my father-in-law. So I kept saying to myself every day, help me see what I need to see. Help me know what I need to know. What is it about this? This is too coincidental. And so when I was home recuperating from they removed my right kidney and I was waiting for the biopsy on the surrounding tissue to see if any cancer cells had escaped the kidney and implanted anywhere outside of the kidney. And someone gave me a book called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Yes. And when I read that book, I was shocked that you could actually contribute to creating disease in your life by what you thought and believed about yourself. That was shocking to me. Mm-hmm. And when I realized what I had done, when she asked the question, why do you need to have this in your life? It was like a lightning bolt struck me. And I thought, oh my gosh, I know what I contributed. I know what I did. I know what I believed about myself. Like, this is like, wow, if I could have done this because of what I didn't like and hated about myself, what could I do if I really loved myself? What could I create in my life that I love? If I loved me, what could I do? If I did this by hating myself, what could I do by loving myself? So that was the beginning of my journey of studying everything I could about the mind-body wellness connection, what we believe in our mind, what we think in our mind, creates what goes on in our body, whether it's joy or bliss or whether it's pain and suffering. It starts in our mind, the energy. Yes. Goes into our body based on what that belief is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So how did it feel, Patricia, when you, like you said, it was an amazing, I read that book years ago and it completely changed my life. And
yes,
how did
absolutely.
It feel as you began to let go of the flawed beliefs or the beliefs that were not serving you in your life and began to create new belief systems around what you did want in your life?
Well, I mean, it's a process. It certainly isn't anything that happens overnight. That first aha of what I believed about myself to contribute to creating cancer in my life was, of course, the biggest wow factor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started just paying attention to whatever I thought about, if I thought someone had disrespected me or if I thought someone insulted me or, you know, whatever it was that I immediately felt suffering or victim of, I would stop and say to myself, is that true? Is that what they really mean when they say that to me? Or is that my perception of what I think that means? And it's a process because you have to stop and really look at what am I thinking at this moment in time that is causing this trigger in me? What does that mean? And so, I mean, it starts with you go through the trigger, and then when you get to the other side of the trigger, you start questioning. You're like, wait a minute, what did that mean? Why did I have that trigger? And then as you keep practicing it more and more, then you will get to the point where you'll be able to catch yourself in the middle of the trigger. And then you practice, you keep practicing it more and more, and eventually you will catch yourself before the trigger because you'll realize, okay, here we are again. I recognize this same belief has come up before in XYZ circumstance. I recognize this. This is not true, and I need to release this because it's a false perception. So it's a process.
Yeah, absolutely, it's a process. You explained that so beautifully, Patricia. It's so true. Is that really what's happening? Like, did somebody really disrespect me because they're or is it my perception of it, you know? Does that person not like me? They really don't like me or what I'm about? Or are they just having a bad day? Because, you know, we know that what people share with us is from their perspective and from their point of view and what they're experiencing, and most of the time it has nothing to do with us. So that's really, really
good. Most of the time, 99% of the time, it has nothing to do with us.
Right, right. But we take it personally, and we say, "Oh, it's all about me. What did I do wrong?" Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. How could they say that to me? How could they say that about me? And then when you go back and you figure out where the belief came from for you to have that perception, you realize, like, wow, that's not what they meant at all.
Mm-hmm. So what happens later, my mind's just going forward, so now you're aware of this, right? But you may have a person who is being nasty to you, who's being mean on purpose. I mean, there's people that are like that. How does that change that perspective for you?
Well, once you work on what your belief system is, if someone is able to trigger you by being mean, I mean, you know, who wouldn't have some kind of reaction to someone being mean? However, the intensity of your trigger will be greatly reduced once you realize that why they're being mean has nothing to do with you. They're being mean because they're angry with themselves. They hate their lives. They just had something very difficult happen to them. So that anger that they're living through, that's bubbling up in them, is just coming out in any way it can. And you just happen to be in front of them. But that intensity of, so, you know, when you first start studying, what do I believe and what does this mean? Like, you ask yourself every single time you feel a trigger, what does this really mean? That's the question. What does this really mean? What does this really mean? And you do have the answers. You know the answers. You just have to be able to put down what your belief is so that you can see the answers. But when someone, if someone is being mean to you, when you first start exploring your belief system, you'll still have more of an intense reaction to them because you're still in that old belief system. But it's the same thing as what I just said before. So once you keep practicing this and practicing this, eventually someone being mean to you, you'll be like noticing it from afar. You won't have an attachment to what they say. They'll say something mean to you and you'll think to yourself, wow, that person is really having a bad day. You can see them objectively. That has nothing to do with you. Now, that takes practice. That is, like I said, your original reaction to them being mean is your trigger. That's going to be a trigger based on what you believe. You know, the idea that, well, we all have low self-esteem issues that we've buried, every single one of us. We've all had these beliefs that we created in childhood about who we are and our value in the world that are completely false, just because we had an immature childlike brain and we thought it meant one thing, but it meant completely something different. And we don't go back and visit them as adults, and we carry them with them, and they actually get bigger and bigger, and they kind of spin a little bit. Because we never go back and really take them apart and see what's true and what's not true. So when we have that reaction of someone being mean, it's based on something that we thought about ourselves that we didn't have value, or something low esteem about ourselves. So the fact that someone, it's okay for us to feel, you know, that we're not enough, or we're not valuable enough, or we're a loser, or we're this, or we're that. But should anybody else also feel like that, that's when the claws come out. Like, how dare you say that to me? Because they're adding to the pool of belief that you already have, and having one more additive to that trigger. When you don't have that pool of belief anymore, when you don't believe that you have no value, when you believe that you are valuable and you believe all the beautiful, wonderful gifts about yourself and how those gifts create value in the world, when you start believing that about yourself, then seeing someone like that, you kind of feel sorry for them and you say, gee, I'm going to say a prayer for them. It seems like they're having a bad day.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you for sharing all that, Patricia. Really, really.
It takes practice, though. I mean, you know, does. I've been working at this since 2002.
It takes a little bit of time. I love the question, what does this really mean? What does this really mean? And I have to remind myself, because I've been working on that for many years, but, you know, you fall into it when someone, especially when someone's close to you, or that really means a lot to you, and things aren't going well. And then, you know, we're always like, well, what did I do wrong? You know, what happened here?
Yes.
So I love that question. What does this really mean? That's really deep. And
what does this really mean? So, like, for instance, so I've been married for 27 years, and my husband kind of sort of follows a little bit of this, but he's a little bit more about, instead of me sitting down and working with him, he'll just say, I'm just going to pick up, you know, from osmosis from you, you know. And I will say something like, you know, why are we doing this, or why aren't we doing that? And I can ask him, like, what were you thinking? Like, instead of like having a big confrontation, I can look at that person and say, I don't think that's what it meant. You know, you can always ask questions, like never assume that that's what's going on with that person.
Yes, that's really good. Never assume. I learned that a really long time ago. Perfect.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Patricia a question, the lines are open. You can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. 3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
90% of money-making strategies won't work for you because they weren't designed for you. The truth is that you already are a manifesting master. You just need the tools to channel that power. Buy Daniel Mangena's The Money Game for just $1 today, and you'll also receive 3 free bonuses worth $397. See, you've already manifested $396 without even trying. Start your manifesting journey the right way by going to dreamwithdan.com/moneygame.
Clever Members was an inspiration motivated by deep feelings for my Grandma Ida and Uncle Bob. Unresolved grief can cause depression. The decline of brain capacities can be avoided by the special bond and special communication from the grandchild and the grandparent sharing memories. This provides education for the grandchild and healing for the elderly. Keep them sharp by practicing the exercises in the book to prevent dementia. LoveRemembers.net and BrainSproutsMemory.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with special guest Patricia Heights, talking about how we may have flawed belief systems based on perceptions that we created as children and how those belief systems can limit us in our life. Patricia, it looks like we have a caller. Let's take a moment and take them. You're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. What's your name? Can you hear us? Well, it's possible they can't hear us, but that's okay. We're just going to go on. So I have a question for you, Patricia. What do you believe is the first step for a person who may have beliefs from childhood, which I think we all do, that are not serving them?
Well, the first step is to ask yourself, what do I believe? I'm actually doing a little short course on November 14th that takes people through the belief discovery process. So there's 4 steps that I recommend that someone use to question their beliefs. The first one is to discover. I call it the DARE process, DARE your beliefs. So the D is for discover. So when you find yourself getting upset, when you find yourself being triggered, asking yourself, what does this really mean? Is this what I think it means? Mm-hmm. And really think about that. Now, when you first start, the answer may not come to you immediately. It may take a day. It may take a week. It may take a couple of weeks, because if the answer that comes up is going to be painful for you, your brain, your subconscious is going to hinder you. And so you have to, what I would say to myself is, it is safe to know. It is safe to know. I want to know, and it is safe to know. So if the I don't know question, if you ask yourself, what does this really mean, and you get an I don't know, that just means that you're not ready. And so you have to get yourself ready. You have to say, I'm ready to know, I'm ready to know, I'm ready to know. What does this really mean? And then when you have that aha moment, like, what does this really mean? It's always about lack of love. If you believe that you're not enough, if you believe you're not valuable, whatever your belief is, it's lack of love for yourself. So you have to figure whatever that belief is for yourself. And then once you realize what it is, then you look for when you feel triggered. Is this the same belief? Is this what this means? And you're going to find multiple beliefs that, you know, kind of all link together. But, you know, like, I'm not, I don't have enough money. I'm just not. I've never been wealthy, and I'm never going to be wealthy. Like, that's just not, like, my mother would say that to us all the time. Oh, we're just so unlucky. We just never have any luck. Nothing good ever happens to us. So as a child, you take that on, and you're
right.
And then, so when you find yourself struggling for money all the time, when you can't seem to get ahead no matter what you do, you have to question that belief. Like, what do I believe about money? What is that belief about? All right, you may not have the answer, because that may be a very painful answer. There may be a lot of pain attached to lack of money. Lack of money in your life is really just lack, period, lack. Money just is a symptom of that. But you have lack everywhere in your life. You don't have enough love. You don't have enough fun, you don't have enough happiness. It's all about lack. So you have to start there. So to get back to the dare, so the discovery, then you assess. Once you realize, okay, I think this is what I believe about this. Is this true? Now you have to assess it. Is this really true?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go back and you start thinking about it, you realize it's not true. So that's the A for dare. Then the R is, well, what belief do I want to have? I want to have, if I want something, what do I want? Do I want to be, I want to have a better job. I want to have a really loving relationship. I want to repair my relationship with my mother or father. Whatever it is that you want, you have to decide, this is what I want. And then what belief do you have to have in your head to support that? I have mm-hmm. to believe that I am loved. I have to believe that I am worthy. I have to believe that I am valuable. Whatever those things are that come up in your head, those are the things that you need to believe. And then you start to reconstruct a new belief system based on what you do want to happen. And then E is just keep expanding on that. You just mm-hmm. keep expanding more and more, just like we expand on our negative beliefs by complaining, by talking about how awful mm-hmm. our life is. We just keep expanding upon the awfulness by everything that we say, by everything that we think. Well, you can expand on the good stuff too by thinking about what you want to happen. Envision it. What is it going to look like when it arrives? How is that going to feel? Feel the energy of how wonderful that feels, because it's the energy that will pull it closer to you and it will sync with your energy of feeling good. So that's mm-hmm. what the expansion part is like. Just keep expanding, like live in your mind in this new place, and you will be amazed at the things that will just show up.
I agree with you, because I've done this work in my life and it is amazing. And even now, when more things show up, it still amazes me every time. It's not like, oh, there it is.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Very nice. So that's really good. I love the way that you answered that. So what do you think is the main message you want to bring to the public, Patricia?
My main message is, I guess I'm a little selfish in that I want to live in a world, in a culture where people are happy mm-hmm. and they believe in themselves. And they celebrate love in themselves. They celebrate love all around them. Imagine what a world that would be, right, if we were all like that. So the message I want to bring out there is that if someone is not happy with their life, they're not happy with the circumstances, relationships, money, job, it doesn't matter, whatever it is, that all you have to do is change what you believe about that, and you can have whatever you want. So it's really about doing a check-in on your beliefs. Every single person should do this.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So let's talk a little bit about your book, Daydreams Come True, your workbook. Tell us the inspiration for that and what can the listener expect.
So the inspiration for that was all the information that I learned listening to every mind-body connection audio, whether it was a tape or back in the day when I was recovering from the kidney surgery, when they took my right kidney, I started walking every day to get my strength back, and I would listen to my little Walkman with my tape or CD in it back then, in 2002. And, as I got physically stronger, I was also getting mentally stronger because I was listening to all the science behind the belief system and how it works in our body and how it creates the energy of the negativity or the positivity in our brain and how it creates the same, whether it's negative or positive, in your body. Mm-hmm. And all the mind-body wellness books that I read and the tapes and CDs in about 2017, someone suggested, like, why don't you write all this stuff down? And I thought, yeah, that would be so great to be able to share what I've learned with people. So the workbook is not like, it's not a novel. It's not a story about me. There's very little in there about me. Really, mm-hmm. the workbook is about the reader and asking questions to the reader about what's going on in their life. What don't they like? What would you like to make better? And then going through that process that I just did, that DARE, going through mm-hmm. that process of the reader asking very specific questions, forcing them to write. There's a lot of blank pages in there to write and take notes so that mm-hmm. they can really pay attention to what's going on in their brain and take notes. There's journal pages in the back as well. And it takes you through that whole process so that by the end of the workbook, you will have found out what you believe and how you can change it.
That sounds fantastic. Wow, that's really great. So let's talk about for a minute how to get a hold of you and your workbook. And you mentioned briefly about a course that you have going on soon.
Yes. So my webpage is patriciaheights.com. And you'll see as you open it, it says daydreams come true, because that's the whole idea, is to get to a place where you just daydream your lovely life the way you want it to be. Envision it, daydream it into your reality. And the idea of the workbook and any of the courses I do is to get your limiting beliefs out of the way, because that's what trips us up and that's what stops us on our daydreaming journey. So you'll see all the information about what I do on there. And then I have on November 14th, I have a belief blueprint seminar, webinar, to help people walk through. It's only an hour and a half, so it's really kind of takes you through the beginnings of assessing your belief. What do you believe? Why do you believe it? And what can you do about it?
Fantastic. And you can find all this at patriciaheights.com, patriciaheights.com. Excellent. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener before we close?
I would just like, when people start exploring their belief system, I would like them in tandem to really think about your gifts are. That's something that most people don't do. What am I really good at? What are my passions? What are the values of me that I bring to the world? Very few people do that. But when you start doing that, you realize how every single one of us is born with specific gifts to share with the world. And most of us don't utilize those at all. And that really gives you the momentum and the inspiration to keep working on your belief system.
Yeah, I agree with you. In fact, I tell my clients that they were put on this earth for a specific purpose, like you say. They have gifts that people won't be able to use them if they don't come out and use their gifts. And they're blown away because they don't believe that. Most people don't believe that they have these giftings that are here to share with the world. And they will change the world. Like, you want to change
it
the
will.
World. Yes.
Yes.
It will change the world.
First it changes you by understanding what is so valuable about you. But then when you realize that you can actually use this to help other people, that's when your life is just becomes blissful.
Absolutely. I totally agree, Patricia. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I want to remind the listener that this is a live show, but a recording of it will be posted right after, right on the Blog Talk link. So spread it. Spread the news around. You have the ability to create the life that you want by changing your mindset, by changing the thoughts that you think, really, because the thoughts that you think create your life. Is that not true, Patricia? That's really the bottom line.
That is so true. And that the thoughts that you think create a belief that gets hardwired. And that's why you need to visit them to change them and reconstruct them.
Absolutely. So thank you so much, Patricia, for being here. Thank you for
Having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio, and catch us next time. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.